At first glance, this old wooden chair with a woven seat doesn't look like it belongs in an art museum. It looks perhaps like the kind of chair you might find in your grandma's house, or in a barn, or maybe even a discarded piece of furniture at a yard sale. But what makes this piece art is not the materials used, or even the message intended by it. It is art because this Sussex chair, designed by William Morris and produced by Morris, Marshall, Faulkner & Co., was created in an attempt to be different from the current style of mass-produced furniture. The design is simple and elegant, but also warm and comforting, quite unlike the over-the-top designs of chairs produced after the Industrial Revolution, with too many swirls and bars and unnecessary adornments. The chair itself is made out of ebonized beechwood and plant fiber, and has a rustic, antique feel to it due to the fading and chipping of the paint. The design is intricate but not chaotic, with several bars below the seat and four spindles in the back of the chair. Perhaps this is a somewhat uncomfortable sitting arrangement, with no real back to lean against, but it is certainly aesthetically pleasing. The bars under the legs are at different depths. I like to imagine a fidgety person constantly moving their feet between the floor and the three bars, trying to find a comfortable sitting position. As for the armrests, they are wider around the edge, designed for the user to grip with their hands as they rest their arms. The color palette gives the overall impression of balance and warmth. The woven rush seat and the wooden back and legs have the same hue and saturation, just different values, to make it feel like one solid piece. Overall, the design has a feeling of unity and of being handmade. It's true that most people wouldn't think of an old wicker chair like this as art, but given the chairs of the time and a designer's philosophy of keeping things handcrafted and simple, I think it does belong in an art museum, right beside famous paintings and sculptures. This has been Judith with another Bulldog Art Tour.